We're live from your neighborhood. It's the attorney Tom Gannon, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
And we're in such a special place because Frankie's Diner is very beloved here in Bridgeport, certainly in my own family, and of course WICC. We love Frankie's, and we are so grateful to Nick and his team for letting us take over the back booth here of Frankie's Diner in Bridgeport. And joining me now are two people who are also very near and dear to my heart. I couldn't believe it. I looked it up last night. The first time I had gotten an email inquiry from Jay Misencik was in December of 2019. Can you believe it? Jay and Geraldine are here of the Bridgeport Portrait Project. I can't believe we've been friends for over 5 years, guys. This is so cool.
It seems like a long time already, but 5 years, just a couple of clicks.
I know, right? It's amazing. And, you know, for people who may not be familiar, before we even talk about the Bridgeport Portrait Project, which is such an incredible, it's going on 10 years now,
exactly.
Right? It's just so amazing.
Just short of 10 years.
That's amazing. Before we dive into the work that you do, though, this place is very near and dear to you as well, Frankie's Diner. What, you know, Jay, I could feel when you came over that this is something that is very special to you being here.
Well, Geraldine and I have had lunch here a few times, but it's kind of nice to be sitting next to, you know, across the table from you here and looking out the window and seeing the street that I first came to Bridgeport, you know, first lived on when I came to Bridgeport.
That's amazing.
A long time ago, Willow Street, and I lived right next to the Hall School.
But, that is so cool.
I was very much just a little tyke at the time, just coming out of St. Vincent's Hospital. So,
wow. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Yeah. And I mean, and we understand the hundreds, thousands, probably millions at this point, over 90 plus years, people who love Frankie's and have such incredible fond memories. So I love that this is a place that's also near and dear to your heart as well. That makes it even more special.
Yeah. And the first time I came here was when Lafayette Trust and Bank was next door.
Oh, sure.
So that's back in the early 90s.
Wow, that's so cool. I love that. Well, I also appreciate that you guys are willing to take the 6:30 slot. That is a hard one to sell, but I know you guys are early risers, and I always appreciate that. You guys are the best. Talk to people, if you can, give kind of an overview, because it's been a little bit, which I'm going to get on your case a little bit about this, Jay. I don't know why I haven't heard from you in a bit. The Bridgeport Portrait Project, it's coming up on 10 years of work that you guys have been doing. What is it?
The person we first photographed for the Bridgeport Portrait Project was in 2014, in September of 2014. And I would say the Portrait Project grew out of previous Bridgeport-based projects that we had done. We did a series of photographs of the Palace and Majestic Theaters on Main Street. And we found a lot of people that had worked there, performed there, and we photographed them and interviewed them for a book we published in 2017.
Wow.
Prior to that, we had done a series of portraits of people with different occupations on Bridgeport's Main Street. That's going back to the early 90s. And I guess with the series of portraits of those people on Main Street, the Thomas Merton House of Hospitality at that time saw the portraits in a calendar we produced, and Mary Ann Furlong, the director of the Merton House at the time, called us up in 1993 to see if we could do something to help the Merton House fundraise.
Yeah.
We did a series of portraits of the guests of the Merton House at the time and put together a 1994 calendar.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
The calendar went over very well, and they called us again 5 years later for their 25th anniversary. We did another series of portraits and another calendar for 1999. And we joked at the time that you know, call us in 25 years and we'll do a series of portraits for your 50th anniversary.
Here we are.
Just happens to be here we are 25 years later.
So, and they called you.
They called us, yeah.
So that's why I haven't heard from you, Jay. So you've been busy, my guy. That's so cool.
We got a little bit sidetracked. We haven't added that many people to the Portrait Project directly this year, but several of the people we have photographed already for the Thomas Merton Family Center, mm-hmm. which it's called now, will be in the Portrait Project also. So.
And so just so people understand, the Portrait Project, which is what really drew me to it when we had first connected 5 years ago, it's this really wholesome, to me, project that is, you know, kind of, I don't want to say like ongoing forever, but it really can be, because I mean, tell us, Geraldine, sort of who are you photographing, and what are people getting out of the Portrait Project?
The people that we've been photographing, as a matter of fact, I should just mention, we've lost a lot of people who have passed already because 10 years have gone by. Mm-hmm. But we've captured their stories, which is the best part. There's so much rich history of Bridgeport that people have shared with us and continue to share. Mm-hmm. So we do have people lined up as well. And it's a who knows who kind of a thing, or I've got this great idea of a person, and it's just everything just falls into place. So it's we don't find ourselves having to knock on doors anymore because right. we've been around for so long.
I mean, it's so cool. So but basically how it started was you would kind of go around Bridgeport, knock on doors, ask if they'd have their picture taken, tell their story, and then that would be in an exhibit, correct?
We've had two exhibits so far. One at the University of Bridgeport at the Sheffield Gallery back in, it opened in early 2020, just
right,
prior
I remember.
To COVID, so mm-hmm. we got shut down a little bit, but in 2019, when we first met you, we met Jennifer Reynolds Kay at an event at Harding High School, and Jennifer is the head of the Housatonic Museum of Art.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's wonderful. Yes,
she's very wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, we've had her on our show plenty of times. Yeah, she's great, great
but,
stuff.
Yeah, we met her, and I guess she took an interest in the portrait project.
That's
and,
so cool.
We were able to exhibit our, I think 60 some odd photographs at the museum to complement I don't know the proper name, but a democracy exhibit back
sure.
in, back 2 years ago, early last year.
And you're taking photos of people who are born and raised or living in Bridgeport. Identify who you're taking pictures of.
Well, we have to expand that a little bit. People can be a volunteer in Bridgeport, working in Bridgeport. They don't necessarily have to be born here.
They don't have to be a Bridgeport
right,
resident.
Right.
That's really cool because I think I can remember one of the very vivid sentences, I think, in our early conversations years ago, Jay, you had said that there was even a photo that you guys had taken, I think, of somebody who used to either work the tickets or something at one of the theaters that have shut down. There was a story in particular that you had told, and I thought, wow, that's so neat because, when you talk about the history of the people and the photos, like sometimes, they say a picture's worth 1,000 words, but it's not until you know the backstory of the people you're taking pictures of that you're like, whoa, this person's in my neighborhood. This person's in the cubicle next to me. I mean, it's pretty fascinating what you're learning about the people you're photographing.
We started again the specific Bridgeport Portrait Project in 2014, but years prior to that, we were still photographing people in Bridgeport.
Yeah.
So we have a collection of different.
Yeah, how many
series.
People you think you have at this point? Ballpark.
In the
Geraldine's face. I wish you could see it. She's like, oh, what? You
a lot more than Jay will admit to.
In the portrait project, we have well over 200, but we photographed around 50 for our Main Street project.
If I could make a meme out of Geraldine's face right now, I'm pretty sure you'd go viral because she ain't buying that 200 photo thing. What are we thinking? More like, it's got to be thousands. Come on now.
Oh, no.
No?
Okay,
you're like, no.
You're talking about every exposure. Yes. Well over thousands. But as far as people,
yeah,
I'm
people.
Going to say... probably about 275
okay.
people.
All right. So you're not that crazy, Jay. We knew you were a little crazy, but not that crazy.
I would even bump that up, and I'm not usually the one that bumps
higher.
Things up.
That's amazing.
From all the projects we've worked on, the Main Street, the theater project, and the portrait project so far, the Merton House calendars and stuff like that.
Wow.
It's probably pushing 400 people.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I'm still hearing a little more than that.
More
but that's
than
okay.
that. And our projects tend to overlap.
Right.
And
well,
we think,
that's what we're seeing now kind of happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With the Thomas Merton Family Center. And we are live in probably one of my favorite cities in the entire world, Bridgeport, of course. And we're at Frankie's Diner. I'm sitting down with two of probably some of the first guests I realized that I had when I first was hired to join the morning team here at WICC back in 2019. We have Geraldine and Jay of the Bridgeport Portrait Project. They were just sharing with us that while the Portrait Project is coming up on its 10th year and they are continuing that, and I think they're going to continue it kind of forever, just because it is such an amazing project. In the meantime, you've been doing a lot of work on the Thomas Merton Family Center, which you've done work with on the past, and they kind of recontracted you again. Tell us about some of the other things that are going on. Did I hear you talking about a book, Jay? Was I supposed to hear you say that? Was I eavesdropping? It's okay. I do that sometimes. That's what I do. I'm a
you
news reporter. So what is happening, first of all, with the Thomas Merton Family Center specifically? And then tell me about that book. What's going on?
Well, in the past for the Thomas Merton Center, Thomas Merton Family Center now. We worked on two different series of portraits that were both put into calendars that we just mentioned. But the series we're working on now will be exhibited at the Housatonic Community College at the end of October.
So that's going to be an exhibit?
That's right.
Oh, yep. Very cool. Yep. And that's coming in October, you're saying? Very cool.
The exhibit will open at the end of October, thanks to several people, but thanks to Jennifer at the
museum. We love Jennifer.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that. So that's something really exciting, and I'm still not going to drop the book thing. You got to tell me what's going on with the book.
We'll jump back into the book, which Geraldine and I both have to do again. We started the winter off, which we think of it as a winter project, but we started a layout and a redo of the cover and things like that, but we really got sidetracked a little bit with the Thomas Merton Family Center, so we've been concentrating on that instead of the Bridgeport Portrait Project directly.
Yeah, that's okay.
We end up spending a lot of time at the Thomas Merton Center because we meet people, mm-hmm. and we share stories, we listen, and so on, before we even photograph them. Mm-hmm. And then similar to our Bridgeport Portrait Project, we also are sharing stories. Well, they're sharing their stories with us, and we're recording those. So
I get that.
There's a lot of time involved, but we just absolutely love what we do.
I mean, it's a huge reason why when people ask me, when are you jumping ship? When are you going, somewhere else? And I feel the same way. I feel like that I could never, unless my bosses want to get rid of me, I could never leave ICC. I just think there are so many unbelievable stories right here in our own backyard, and I love telling them. And when you put a timestamp on it, you're not invested in the story or you're not invested in the project, which is why I say the Portrait Project can't really end, because there's just always stories. There's always people. There's always a legacy to share, or something to share. So I love that you guys continue to do that. If people want more information, if they want to connect with you, what would be the best thing to do? What would you suggest?
Well, Geraldine will tell you our email.
Do you want me to give the website?
Oh, sure. We actually, Geraldine just published yesterday a new updated website.
Well, Jay, then let's brag about it. All right, so you have an updated website. It's your last name, Misencik, MISENCIK. And don't worry, folks, I will make sure that I also put this link on their podcast. But again, Misencik, MISENCIK-images.com. So if they go to that website, they can learn more about it. Is there a way to contact you? Like, is there a way to do that?
Yeah. It's misencikimages@gmail.com.
Okay. Is that on the website, possibly, maybe?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
That's also on the website. But the website will show some. We hadn't updated the website in a long time, but let's see, some newer photos from the Portrait Project, some different
that's
photos
awesome.
From the Main Street Project, and some photos from the Thomas Merton Family Center.
That
but
is
the
so
only
exciting.
Thing is we don't have QR codes for stories on there yet, but they'll be coming.
That's exciting. Hey, listen, I think it's an ongoing project, and that's why I love our ongoing friendship on and off the air. I so appreciate the work that you continue to do for Bridgeport and sharing those stories. Honestly, from you guys to me are like photojournalists. I think it's a very cool thing, what you're doing, what you've been doing and continue to do. So thank you. And thank you so much for sharing that here on WIC. I appreciate it.
No, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Melissa.
Thank you. Geraldine and Jay again, the Bridgeport Portrait Project. They've got an upcoming exhibit. It's all tied in with the Thomas Merton Family Center, and they've got a lot of great things going on, and you can even be a part of it. You can learn more on their website, misencik-images.com, and again, that's misencik-images.com. And yes, I will put their link on their podcast when we post it at the end of the show.